Hey, future pharmacist, welcome to Capsule Production Podcast. My guest today spent 10 years as a clinical infectious disease specialist, and now she teaches at the University of Florida College of Pharmacy. Please give it up for Dr. Lisa Vandervoort. All right, let's get started. How are you doing, Dr. Vandervoort?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I appreciate you coming on the podcast today. So right now we're doing the immediate release podcast, so I just want to ask you a few questions about ID stewardship. So when I first started pharmacy school, I had no idea what that is. I'm still kind of hazy on that. Can you kind of just give us a little basic definition?
Well, antimicrobial stewardship refers to the process of ensuring appropriate use of antibiotics, because antibiotics are different than other classes of drugs, because if I give an antibiotic to you, it can affect the future use of the antibiotic in other people, not just in you. So we want to make sure that antibiotics are used appropriately so that we can treat the infection that we're treating in that patient, but also not cause resistance to emerge not only in that patient, but also in patient of people they may come in contact with.
Okay, so that's clear enough. So what kind of setting would an ID steward work in? Is it like a clinic or hospital? Or I mean, is it kind of like a niche?
Traditionally, it's usually been in the hospital. But now with Joint Commission requirements that not only hospitals have antimicrobial stewardship, there's also a big push in long-term care facilities as well, because we recognize that a lot of the patients in long-term care facilities also come to the hospitals and so bring the resistance with them. So there has recently, probably within the past year, been a new set of guidelines and recommendations on how to incorporate the antimicrobial stewardship policies in the long-term care facilities. So you're starting to see an emergence of the need to have somebody stewardship trained in those facilities as well.
Okay, so the need is kind of becoming greater, so we're starting to expand.
Right, I think
more.
We're starting to try to expand it, so because it's all connected, long-term care facilities, outpatient, inpatient, so we all affect each other's resistance.
Lots of overlap, okay. So like, what would a day-to-day look like as a ID steward or working in that area?
Well, it can vary. So if you're an antimicrobial stewardship specialist, primarily your focus is on creating policies, guidelines, procedures that everybody in your setting, whether it be physicians, nurses, pharmacists, can follow to ensure the appropriate use of antibiotics. But then you also have the frontline physician, the frontline pharmacist, the frontline nurse, who needs to make sure that the proper testing is being done, that the antibiotics are being chosen appropriately for the frontline pharmacist. Those pharmacists are the ones that evaluate the patients to determine that they are getting the most appropriate antibiotic at the most appropriate dose, the appropriate route, and then the appropriate length of therapy.
Okay, so just kind of tailoring.
Right, yeah, so usually you have the group, the antimicrobial stewardship committee, usually that creates the policies and procedures, but then that group provides education to the frontline physicians, pharmacists, and nurses to actually do the stewardship.
Okay. So you talked about, like, committees. So do you guys work with the P&T committee, or, like, what kind of...
The antimicrobial stewardship committee can either be a standalone committee, but a lot of times it's a subcommittee of the P&T committee.
Okay.
And then the stewardship committee is kind of given the authority to make recommendations to the antimicrobial formulary, and also to make recommendations to other classes of drugs that might affect antimicrobial stewardship. The most common non-antibiotic class of drugs that we probably look at would be the proton pump inhibitors, because of the concern on C. difficile.
Okay. So do you work with patients a lot, or is it just a lot of, like, looking at labs, or?
Well, if you're talking about my role as the antimicrobial stewardship pharmacist,
yeah.
I usually mainly am a policy writer. I will be called in on difficult patients to try to determine what the best antimicrobial is, if they have a highly resistant pattern, or if it's a strange type of infection. Or, given in this day and age with drug shortages, if our first option is not available, what can we change to? So that's primarily if I'm going to have patient care, that's where my input comes in. But usually it's just creation of policies.
Okay. Sorry, I'm jumping around here a little bit. So back to the P&T committee, do you find it easy to, like, push through certain ideas or things that you want to do with antibiotics, or... You get a lot of pushback?
Since it has become a Joint Commission requirement to have an effective antimicrobial stewardship team or committee, that has become much easier to push through our ideas. I also think that the awareness about the effects of antimicrobial resistance by patients, by physicians, by everyone, it makes everyone much more willing to look at the different options that antimicrobial stewardship committees have been pushing actually for 10 plus years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is there any issue in particular that you're really passionate about or that's kind of come up in recent years?
My biggest thing is don't start an antibiotic if you don't need to. There's quite a few different infections that aren't caused by bacteria but are very common. So, say, a sinusitis or pharyngitis or just a common cold, those are most commonly caused by viruses but are commonly treated with antibiotics. So the best stewardship is not to start an antibiotic if you don't need one. Another one would be asymptomatic bacteriuria. Just because there's bacteria in the urine doesn't mean you need to treat it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is commonly treated because you see the prescriber will see the bacteria, so therefore they want to get rid of it. But so my biggest soapbox is to only start an antibiotic if there is a concern for a bacterial infection.
I gotcha. Yeah, I saw a lot of that actually. I used to work in a community pharmacy, and we worked next door to a clinic, and I'd say maybe every hour on the hour we get someone coming in for a Z-Pak for their sinus infection.
And there's actually a big push from the CDC where you can get a lot of signs or pamphlets that you can hand out to patients to explain why you're not giving an antibiotic, because the biggest pressure from the prescriber's perspective is that the patient came in for an antibiotic because they have a sinusitis or because they have a cough. And so the CDC has started creating a bunch of patient-focused information to help the patients understand that just because you have an infection doesn't mean you need to get an antibiotic. Sometimes ibuprofen or acetaminophen is the best treatment.
Oh, okay. That's actually good to know. So jumping back to the stewardship role, So can you just tell me like a few things you didn't like about it, or just some cons to being in that particular field?
Well, in the past, it used to be because we were the antimicrobial stewardship pharmacist and/or physician were kind of screaming, the apocalypse is coming, and nobody was listening. But now that we are starting to see emergence of really scary organisms, it's not quite as hard. It's actually a lot more fun now. I shouldn't say fun, a lot easier now. I can't think of anything that I don't like, because I really do feel like everything I do, even if it's not directly related to a patient, that I'm affecting patient care and improving the patient's experience, that it's very satisfying.
Okay. So, I mean, that kind of just rolls into my next question. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, what makes you excited about doing this job, or, what's awesome about this job?
My favorite thing is to know that I'm affecting patient care and improving patient care, not just maybe for the patients today, but for the patients tomorrow. And to also see other pharmacists, physicians, or nurses to pick up the banner and to want to carry it and spread the word as well. That's also very satisfying.
That was pretty cool. So just to kind of wrap up, do you have any tips for students or anyone that really just wants to pursue this career or even just kind of look into being an ID steward?
Well, infectious disease actually encompasses all areas. So outpatient, inpatient, emergency room, anything, long-term care, geriatrics, pediatrics, pretty much infectious disease covers all the bases. So I think everyone needs to have a good basis of antimicrobial stewardship and infectious disease. And even if you're not an ID specialist, it's that skill set is something that you can use whether you are creating the policies or if you're the pharmacist taking care of the patient on that day.
Okay, so there's lots of roles you can take.
Mm-hmm.
Great. All right, so we'll go ahead and wrap up the immediate release. If you guys want to hear more from Dr. Vandenborre, check out the extended release. I want to give a big thanks to Dr. Lisa Vandenborre for being on the podcast. I had a really good time interviewing her. Lots of fun. And I also want to give a shout out to the Capsule production team, to Amy, Jeff, and Maher. And finally, I want to give thanks to Sephiros for providing the music. The song was called Celestial, and you can find it at freestockmusic.com.